Hi and welcome to Gamecast. This is episode
160.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's why it's Gamecast 160 in the chat room.
Yeah.
Nice. Like that. I'm Adam, and this is Paul, and this is Gamecast. And it's really warm again. I don't know what is wrong with the weather. I thought we were going to have
It's the summer, dude. It gets warm in the summer.
I know,
it's cool.
We had all that rain, and it's kind of like...
Seasons. Right, let's crack on with our letter, shall we?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, what have we got here? We've got a letter from Bob Mann. And Bob Mann says, great show. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he also goes on and says, we'll definitely be around for the live episode. Oh. facepalm. Been listening to all your previous episodes, but not had a chance to comment on them. See you Sunday, Bob. Well, it looks like Bob Mann couldn't make it this week.
Yes.
Unless that's that... Who's that Bridgie dude? That's One Ninja, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Bob Mann definitely hasn't made it.
No Bob Mann in the chat room.
This week. Maybe he'll turn up at 7. He got the time wrong or something.
Maybe. So, E3 all over and done with?
Yep, E3's all over and done with. So that's that for Gamercast. We'll see you again next week.
I'm slowly getting that list of games that I want, but I'm trying not to make it too big. Especially after the fact I've just bought Guitar Hero World Tour with the drum kit and everything. So... don't really want to be spending too much on video games as of
you
late.
You bought Guitar Hero?
Yeah, World Tour.
What are you, 10?
It's great, I really love it. It just... I must admit, it's good if you've got surround sound, just for the fact that that ambient noise around your body while you're playing it really stops you being put off by the little plastic clicky noise of when you're strumming on the guitar, which does get annoying.
Yeah, you do have neighbours, dude. Turn that down.
Yeah, they're all Polish, don't understand. And the only person who lives there, me and Sarah, the only people who live there are in the flats, the rest of them are all renting, so they don't really get a say in the matter. It's great.
They do when they phone the police.
Yeah.
Yeah, that flat flipping opposite us, they've been pumping out noise all flipping day.
So the headphones, I've got a good set of headphones as well. The drum kit's good.
Yeah, you've got the headphones for the morning when you're asleep, and the speakers for the whole of the night and the whole of the afternoon and the evening when you're awake. Falclaw's still complaining about the curtain. Look, I can't be bothered to get up and close it. You just go.
You needed it.
No, don't bother. It's you
oh,
know.
We had this last time. Go on, let's do it professionally.
Oh, dude, don't waste electricity. Now it's dark in here, dude. Turn the light on.
No. Shoes.
Don't trip over. Right, now that Adam's done his little lap around the room, let's actually crack on and see what we've got for this show. Falclaw now says the curtains suck. Alright, Falclaw. This is something that Adam brought up.
Which one are we... Oh yes, the Microsoft.
The first one.
Yeah. Microsoft are discontinuing what someone at IGN noted as the coffin return policy. At first I thought that this was actually them saying that they were no longer going to fix anything from the three red lights of death issue, which as far as we were made aware that is actually a registered fault, so they have to do something about it.
Falclaw just said, stop calling me Falclaw, you make me sound nuts.
But what they're basically what they're doing is they will no longer, when you call up and say, right, I've got three red lights of death, I would like you to, and they go through the same process of they send you the box, you receive the box, you open up the box, you put the new sticker on and send it back, you put your Xbox inside, you send it back, and then they sort out your Xbox, then they send it back to you. They're going to stop doing that. What you have to do now is you have to provide your own box. But if you want, they will send you...
Well, they'll send you out the shipping label, so yeah. You don't have to pay for the shipping.
Yeah.
You just need to get your own box.
The reason why they're doing this is they said that it would speed up the process of the whole thing, because you have to be... Your call has to be logged, and then you have to wait for it to be processed for a box, and the boxes have to go out and get mailed, Then they get more mailed all the way over to you. Then you get yours, open it up, put the sticker on, put a box on. A couple of days later, you'll mail it out. Where if you just, as soon as you've spoken to them and you log the call, you wait for the sticker or you get the details yourself, straight away you can package in your own box, which you pretty much can pick up from the post office because they do those pre-made boxes that open up and you can put stuff
in. Yeah, the post office. Where is my nearest post office now?
Yes, instead of a post office being at the top of our street, it is now all the way in the centre of town.
And there's massive queues in there all the time.
There's massive queues in there when we had loads of post offices, so why they thought it was an interesting idea to close them all down, no idea. So anyway, yeah, basically it's to speed up the process. So don't worry, it doesn't mean that if you get through red lights of death, you are stuck with a dead box. Like,
well, this is just a cost-saving measure. Yeah. Oh, we'll come up with this excuse about how it's faster, and then we can save money on buying a box. Whatever.
Yeah, so...
stop being so cheap. Supply your own damn box. Recycle them.
Yeah. I think I still have one of the boxes. I ended up with two some randomly. But yeah, I must admit, at first it did worry me because I thought, ooh, if mine dies again. But,
right.
You've gone to an email.
I know, that's the wrong window, isn't it?
Yep, that's the wrong window. Oh, dear.
Oh, okay. Sony stick with ball.
Yeah, we talked about the new...
What's that even mean, dude?
The new Sony stick that they announced at
E3. The Sony stick, oh my god, look out, dude.
A lot of people said that it was a Wii stick with a ball on the end, so it was like motion capture, and now I've actually gone and on and found, because I didn't watch any of the PlayStation 3 stuff, and I found the stick picture on the internet, and it really looked bad.
Falclaw says, sorry to interrupt, Falclaw says, I thought you said Sony sticky balls. He's the only person actually typing in the thing. Now he says F you.
Right.
Stop calling me Falclaw.
I must admit, it is quite funny, the picture. Just the fact that it's this black stick with a red ball on the end. It looks like someone got one of the Fisher-Price microphones with my first voice recorder for Fisher-Price and painted it black and painted the microphone head red. It just looks so bad. It looks like anything other than something for the video game industry. It does actually look like you should buy something you could buy from Ann Summers or something dodgy like that. When I first looked at it, I was like, yeah. Yeah, you need to redesign that. That's as bad as their boomerang controller they first released.
I don't really see what's wrong with it. It's a black stick with a red blob on the end.
Yeah. I imagine the red blob, as it is, has got something to do with the fact that many people don't have bright red living rooms and it will be able to stand out on the camera. But, I don't know. I'm a little bit skeptical. It looks quite large, with a big red gear stick end. But, yeah. It needs redesigning. They need to do something a bit groovy with it. Maybe kind of like a hand strap that wraps around so you won't do the... Because straight away, that says to me, smooth, soft plastic, sweaty hands. Straight through the plasma screen. Like all those
videos. Dude, through a plasma screen don't matter anyway, because those things wear out after about 10 minutes.
Yeah. But after all the things we saw with the Wii remotes, I would have thought that they would have kind of showed, yeah, and it's going to have this little groovy strap on the bottom, and you attach it on, and you put it on your wrist, and you just kind of like, whoop. But,
Guest 3176 has entered the room.
Oh, yeah. So I must admit, I was a little bit disappointed. Although I must admit, when I first thought about it, people said it was the motion capture ball, so I was just starting to think of the little white ball stuck on a bit of plastic. So I must admit, it's better than what I was expecting, but for Sony, maybe it's a prototype and they're just trying to show it off quickly because they knew that Microsoft was going to have their lovely little camera all set up.
Their lovely little vaporware ready.
Yeah, which all look very cool and stuff, so. I don't know. pretty cool though. What do you think?
Meh.
Yeah.
iToy mixed with a Wii.
Yeah, exactly. Meh. It's... Do you hear the news from Apple?
What news?
Their new iPhone.
Oh, what? The one which has like got almost exactly the same features. They've just put a slightly faster processor in it. And enabled...
Camera.
They ripped out the old crappy camera and placed it with a slightly better camera.
Yep.
And added things like MMS messaging, which doesn't even work in the United States.
Yeah, because TNT can't support it. have you watched the notes for it yet?
I saw the slides.
The keynote presentation for it. Every time that comes up, the guy who's in charge of the iPhone section always kind of made this little dig at AT&T about it. And they kept saying, right, and these are the people that are going to support this area. And all of the icons, including O2, come up, apart from AT&T. AT&T don't seem to be supporting any of this new stuff that's coming out at 3.1. Sorry, 3.0 that's coming out. So, yeah. What's next on the list? The wonderful list.
Well, since you just brought that up, I thought we would touch on one other topic as well.
Okay.
Apple's misleading figures, for example. One of the slides, they said they had now had 75 million macOS users.
Hmm.
What they didn't bother to tell you was it's actually only 35 million macOS users, because 40 million are using the iPhone or iPod Touch.
Yeah, which is...
And granted, it uses the kernel, but you could hardly compare it to the actual macOS.
Yeah, it's not exact. I must admit, I thought that when they said it. You said
including
iPhone.
And then they pop up there, and then like 2 or 3 years ago, we had 25 million users. Yeah, so you've grown the macOS, Macintosh install base by 50%.
I thought that was quite cheeky.
You've grown it by 50% in 2 or 3 years, which isn't exactly difficult considering the amount of people who were hanging on to macOS 9 for so long. And then you like sort of deliberately distort the figures. And then when they're talking about the iPhone and they've got their application bars, they show all these applications of different platforms. But you notice that one platform is missing from that graph. And that was Windows Mobile. The reason it's missing was because it had a larger percentage than the iPhone.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, we just take that one off because it makes us look bad.
Well, yeah, think of how many different phones that are actually...
Hey, Bobman!
Bobman is in the chat room. Hey.
What's this Rhythm Paradise thing?
Right, Rhythm Paradise, it's a DS game that...
DS? I don't have a DS. I don't care about DS.
Came out a couple of weeks ago. A lot of people would have seen the advert.
I know, the battery died in this computer. That's why we've lost the other cam.
The video for it actually was showing Beyonce playing the game. Do you want to pull that camera over here and I'll put my MacBook over there?
Yeah, we could do, if you don't mind not using it.
No, I don't mind.
Adam, how flipping scary is that?
It's scary.
That's wrapped around the fan, so don't like knock it all over.
And camera is on the move.
There you go.
And mute your audio as well.
Muting audio.
You know, people who actually listen to this as a podcast must really be wondering what the frack we're going on about.
Camera stuck.
It's a chair, not a camera.
Sorry, my brain was thinking camera.
So yeah, this Rhythm Paradise thing.
Yeah, it's...
Hey, you can't see me. Actually, this has got a smaller field than my Mini 9. Okay, carry on.
Yeah, MacBook camera's not too bad. Yeah, that's quite good. Yeah, it's an advert. Most people probably would have seen the advert. It was showing... it's like one of the classic DS adverts with having a famous person in there. It had Beyonce playing it.
Whoever that is, some nab.
A singer. And basically, it's a whole flick game where you have to flick the stylus, and the first level basically has this big spade and you flick a peg between...
Oh my god, I dropped my DS!
Between two what look like square polos that are moving along, but everything moves in time with the music. So they'll roll over and go... Dun, dun, dun,
wow,
dun,
so it's
dun.
A music game where
It's all in the graphics. It's all in the rhythm.
Are in time with the music.
Yeah.
Whoa, man.
So you have to flick at the right time on a certain note, and you will hit. Yeah, I've had a go on it. The first level, it took a while to get used to. Then the second one, you're having to keep the stylus on the touchscreen. And when you let go, you had a choir person who'd go, wah! So you had to sing in time with the choir and keep with the rhythm. And then the next one is a robot gets built. And it goes,
you're a robot.
Dun, 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 and then it slides along. And as it comes along, you have to put the thing down and fill it full of... Say. I must admit, it's really hard. I must admit,
it's really boring.
Yeah, I haven't played it much since I first had a go on it. But yeah, it's not too bad. It does have on the options these weird little things to keep you going while you're having a break. It says that it's got teach how to play guitar and stuff, which you have to unlock. So I'm kind of curious to get a little bit further into it, just to see with the whole teaching how to play guitar. It has full playability of all the games, so it's like a mini game like WarioWare, that once you've played them all the way through, you can go back and carry on playing them again. It's trying to hit a different market. It's not the average gamer type of game. It's trying to hit onto the market of everyone else who's bought DS because you... Mum, aunts. You know, my gran's got a DS now because she wants Brain Train and...
Hey, chill.
Stuff like that. So, yeah.
Hey, Baxter's.
The way it's...
Hey, where's Bob Man gone?
He's run away.
They just like how people turn up for 2 minutes and then piss off. Are we really that boring?
Yeah, we're boring.
One ninja doesn't think we're boring.
So. I would slightly recommend it, but it's not... I would say definitely try and play on someone else's, because I wasn't expecting it to be that hard. I've only got to the third level.
So I take it you downloaded it.
Yeah.
So you illegally copyright thefted this thing.
For a trial.
Although on that note, at least the Pirate Party got a European Parliament seat, so that's good. Not related to the Pirate Bay, but, you know. They sort of picked up a lot of the angry Pirate Bay users who were annoyed at what was happening to their website.
I like what Chill's saying. Oh yeah, admit to stealing that shit on camera. That's great.
Nobody listens to the podcast, so it doesn't matter.
No one's recording this bit anyway.
I'll put a flag down just in case you do want to edit it.
But no, I just for the reviews mainly.
Hey, DVD Mike.
DVD Mike, it's in the house. So, I thought it was quite a good game, but it's not something I probably would go out and buy, so it's not something I'm going to keep on it. I don't know. I probably would give it 3 out of 5, just for the fact that it is quite fun when you're playing it, but straight away you feel like you do have to actually give it some serious effort to get good at it, and it's all about keeping the rhythm. If you have no rhythm whatsoever, you know, if you play Rock Band or Guitar Hero and even on easy you suck, you will not be able to play this game, because it is all about having to flick. And it even teaches you how to flick with a stylus on the touch sensitive thing. It actually has a mini game how to, you have to flick this little coin to hit a car when it comes past. So yeah, a bit random. So yeah, Rhythm Paradise.
The randoms.
Not for everyone, but still pretty cool.
DVD Mike says the GBA versions are better.
Okay.
Sims 3. That came out the other day, didn't it?
How did that do? A lot of people buying?
It sold really well, yeah.
I noticed, again, they were doing the whole same thing with Spore. Spore. With the whole... You can have... Mac or PC, which is quite nice to see. I don't know if I would buy it or not.
Why not?
Part of me is thinking I'm really tempted to buy it and actually have it...
Mr. Ho.
Have it windowed, have it on my Mac screen while I'm playing WoW.
Chill says, that's okay, millions of teenage girls will.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so you buying it doesn't make any difference to the overall scheme of things, does it?
No, it doesn't really.
I suppose it gives you something to talk about when you're
talking to the ladies.
Chill says, I sure hope they bring out millions of expansion packs.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. And then they'll bring out the expansion packs, which are standalone games. That
oh,
will,
God.
You know, it's all done for you. You don't have to create a family. It's a family you already have to play with. Yeah. Part of me is kind of like intrigued, because I did like Sims 2 for the short period of time I did play it, and some of the things I found annoying about it are kind of like been eradicated in this version. And I like the idea that you can actually walk to your neighbor, you know, you build this entire place and you can walk around it. It's not like it's there and you can only look at the front garden of each person. Although I can imagine there's things they've left out, so you'll have to have the pet version, and you'll have to have this, and parties, and new chairs, and God knows what else, and I'm sure there's going to be a university thing added on. And
of course, they've got to make some money.
Yeah.
They can't just make a little bit of money, can they?
They're pushing it. They give you that first attempt, and it's like selling the drugs to the kids, and it's like you get them hooked, and then they'll just want that expansion pack every single year.
Every single year, every couple of months.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, our PC drawer, S, almost has a whole dedicated drawer.
It has a whole sim section, does it? Yeah, I must admit, it is pretty bad. Because wasn't there a Sims 1 where it was you were on a desert island, and you had to survive on an island? Castaway. Castaway
was on the consoles.
Yeah.
If it had a PC release, it was called a different name. But it was
Chill says it's only on the console.
Yeah.
But yeah, I must admit, they really do hammer it out, which fair enough to them. And not, you know.
Well, The Sims 3 is a really good concept, isn't it? If it wasn't so kiddie, you know, even I'd be into it a bit more. I mean, even I'm, you know, half tempted to get The Sims 3. Yeah. I think 35 quid or, you know, whatever asking price is a bit much.
Yeah.
Considering I'll probably only tinker around with it for a bit.
Well, how much was it when Sims 2 came out? Because we got that pretty advanced, and that was around about a similar price, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, they're all about a similar price. And then they stay at that price. They don't drop. No. That's the trouble. And to, even after like a year or two, to keep the price up, they'll bundle a couple of the expansion packs with it.
Yeah.
Which is why, you know, even now, if you buy Sims 2 on PC, you won't be able to find it by itself. Two, you'd only find it in the Double Deluxe pack, which is £30.
Yeah, I agree with what Chill says. You know, the sales justify it. You know, people will keep buying it. It's not like if they have to drop the price. Most games will drop the price to meet the market demand on how much people are willing to pay for it. But I must admit, a lot of people who will be buying Sims 3 won't be able to afford to buy it themselves. It'll be a present. It'll be a, Mum, can I have this?
Mum!
Keep them quiet. Shove them on the PC. I must admit,
give me this game or I'm going to throw a tantrum.
If I look into it, I'd be very tempted, just for the fact that I'm thinking straight away, I can run it on my Mac, and I can play WoW and have it running in the background and just tell them to do things as I carry on playing WoW, and every time I stop,
you can come back. Yeah, and then you go back to it, and they're all dead. They're all dying in the corner.
They're all stuck in the corner. It's like, oh my God, I forgot to put a door to the bathroom. They've all wet themselves, and they're crawling in their own feces.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I have this, you know, Sims 2. I mean, let's just not talk about Sims 1, because it had so many bugs in it.
Yeah.
But Sims 2, it was non-stop, constant babysitting.
Yeah, it was a serious
and
babysitting.
And in Sims 1, it was even worse. Except Sims 1 was worse, because you told him to go to the bathroom, and then he got stuck on the sofa.
Yeah.
He couldn't get around it.
You tell them to do stuff because they're whinging they need to do it, but the littlest thing, they were so distracted. It was like you were given a group of people. It's like a Big Brother experiment, and it's like, right, here's this group of people, but before we put them in this house where you get to tell them hypnotic suggestions of what to do through an earpiece, we're going to give them the memory of a goldfish. And they'll just walk around, oh, I'll go over here and look at this. Oh, something shiny. Oh.
Ooh, the shinies.
Yeah, you know, it's... That was the thing. They just really seemed a bit easily distracted, and the idea is it is a sim of life, and sometimes I think they've created this sim.
The trouble
character
is, the Sims in the sim game are all nuts.
Yeah, they are completely crazy.
Indeed.
I do like the fact that they do actually start going, and the doctor comes out and looks at them and kind of like, yep, you're nuts. Straight jacket. Yank him away. But, no, I to be honest, I honestly can't see me going ahead and, oh my god, you're opening this video, aren't you?
Hell yeah.
I can't remember. I remember Chris actually making this.
For your information, I made this.
Oh, you made it.
Carry on talking, because...
Yeah, so this is Chris and Paul, supposedly.
This is when I had long hair.
Yeah, this is when you had the majorly long hair.
Yeah.
And the big beard. I must admit, it is quite good. He just goes on forever with him just constantly making noises and singing. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm assuming I'm going to have to remind Rudis about this when I see him at work.
It's really good, dude.
See...
Dude, what the fuck?
I must admit, that's the thing I do like about the Sims engine. It is quite good to play around and create that whole sort of... You know, you can get in there and do that I can't even pronounce the word, the animating thing, what they did for, like, Halo, Red versus Blue, Machinima, that's it. You know, you can get a little bit crazy with it. I did like going in and changing all the skins and making them...
Turning them into zombies.
Yeah, and just playing around with the skins and stuff, which is quite cool. But... There's a lot of games.
So, should you buy The Sims 3? If you're a fan of The Sims, yes.
Yeah.
If you've sort of half been interested in it, you know, you should strongly give it some thought.
If I had the spare cash, I would. But I got better things to be spending my money on at the moment, like my motorbike, and I'm saving up for I want to get Batman Dark Asylum and some other things.
No, you don't want that rubbish.
Ah, I do. I want Batman. Roar, Batman! Can't see the show notes now.
The show notes are right here.
Just shoot them around the corner. There we go.
Lego Battles, whatever this is.
Yeah. Lego Battles coming out on the 6th or the 9th. Yeah, I think it's next month it's out. Yeah, I was kind of curious about this, so didn't see much about it, so I've been waiting to try and get a copy to have a test at, see what it's like. And it's basically going through different styles of Lego. So at the moment, I'm starting with the castles. There's the pirates, spacemen.
I had castle dudes. I had the pirate dudes. I had the pirate ship as well. I had the ice planet people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
I know the Technic ones, the figurines, the with the masks, and they have the different figures and stuff like that. They're in it as well, and a few others. The first bit that I'm playing on at the moment, because I've only literally just got a copy, it's actually an RTS game. So it's just a simple RTS, moving the Lego men around. So you've got all these little knights Lego men, and you're trying to rescue
the Lego men around.
Rescue the Lego castle and stuff. It is very basic, and I must admit, it's annoying with the amount of tutorial you're having to go through at the beginning, because it's for kids, and they've probably never played an RTS. So it's kind of like...
They've probably never played with Lego before nowadays.
Yeah, it's an RTS for kids sort of thing. So it's bringing them into the genre. I must admit, I thought it was quite an intuitive way of, you know, it's got your classic drawer box around them, click on them, move them to where you want. But it's very, very basic. But yeah, pretty cool. I was expecting more. Again, it's done by TNT Games.
Great.
And they've done some really nice comical videos. And unlike the
comical!
unlike the ports for Batman and Star Wars, which were kind of like screenshotted stills of what was actually in the next-gen versions of the games, this one has actually got pre-rendered videos in there, which are quite good. So yeah, I was quite impressed with that. I did like it. Myself, would I buy it? I wouldn't put it up there with like Lego Batman or Lego Star Wars. Graphically, it's nothing major. It is a very 2D moving around RTS game. Fair enough, it'd be quite hard to do a full 3D engine DSRTS game that actually looked that great without being too blocky and not being able to see what the little menu were moving around.
Right, but is it any good?
I don't know. That I'll get back to, but first impressions, I'm kind of like, this actually looks like, you know, I've got half an hour to just waste in the airport or something. I could quite happily sit here and play this for a while. And I'm curious of what the gameplay actually ever changes from playing from, like, because at the moment I'm playing with a castle set, and then you'll move on to, like, the pirates and the spacemen. And I'm curious to see if the game actually changes any pace or whether or not it's the same all the way around. So, yeah, I'm going to give it a bit more go. Next game I had a go at, which is just out, Indiana Jones and the Staff of Kings.
Woo!
I saw an advert.
Indiana Jones, great. I've
seen an advert for the Wii version.
Because this is nice and fresh, isn't it?
And you have, like, the nunchuck and the Wii remote, and you use them to punch, and then he has to flick to use the whip and stuff. DS game looks nice, but oh my god, is it hard to control. And you're having, it's like Zelda, you're having to use a stick to tell him where to go.
Chill says, it's on the Wii? Question mark. What?
Yes, it's on the Wii, as well as the DS. DS, I did find the... it's not as intuitive as I was hoping. I was expecting something a little bit better, but it's pretty much using the...
Hang on a minute,
stylus.
So you bought this game?
No. So just tried.
Did you just download this one as
well?
Yeah,
just for a trial, just to... telling people what it's like. to be honest, first impressions of Lego, I will go back and play it. First impressions of Indiana Jones, I may give it another go, but I'm often tempted just to delete it off the cartridge for space, because it's just... I found it difficult to control him. It was like playing Tomb Raider 1 all over again. It was just not intuitive whatsoever. And I was like, come on, we can do better. I played Legend of Zelda on the DS, and that is very intuitive, using just the stylus as a battle command. But this, you know, I found Indy doing this, putting his hands on his head and just looking in lots of directions. It's like, punch him, for Christ's sake. And you had several different blocks, and he ends up spinning on the circle, and he's just... You feel like you're fighting with everything all the time. So, yeah, I'm not majorly impressed with that. So, no thanks. But, Prototype.
What I want to hear about is, yeah, Prototype. Is it any good, like? Is it, like, too gangster for me, or what?
The reviews have been battering it to pieces. The gameplay itself...
Oh no, it's half of Baxter's friends just left. And by Baxter, I mean Falcor.
All of the power-ups are immense, and the list of every single power you can get is immense. They went completely overboard in doing so.
Is it any good, then?
I'm getting to it. The graphical engine has actually got to the point where you're starting to get pops.
Pops.
Where the vision of the surroundings, you're moving along and all of a sudden a building will start popping up and it will start implementing detail as you're getting close to it.
But what's that got to do with power-ups?
Oh no, I'm just getting onto another aspect.
I was thinking, look, if you get too many power-ups, you know, the view distance all screws up.
No, it's,
and you get popping.
They spent more time on the power-ups than anything else, and there is a lot of going on to the point where you actually get confused of who's actually attacking you from where, because you can be attacked by so many bad guys at once. The screen is absolutely filled with them. In doing so, the environment has taken a real hammering and looks awful. It's not that great. It's worse than GTA 4. I must admit, from the looks of it, I actually even prefer Infamous than this for the look and the style. But gameplay, not too bad. Supposedly, it can be quite fun for all the different powers you've got. The only problem is barely any of them have any levels that involve you to actually need to use them. They're just there to piss about with. Storylines, it's okay. You're not really that badass. It doesn't make you that greatly evil. The story cutscenes are quite unique, but then they're still done quite badly. They're not done as a very great level compared to games of today's standards. I would really put this on a rental. I know my mate Gary's gone out and rented this, and he said he quite liked it, but He wants to play it first before he even attempts to buy it, and I must admit, I agree with him. I'm waiting for the copy to come back from him using it so I can go rent it and give it a go. But yeah, I'm not majorly impressed. To be honest, if I had the money and I had to choose, I probably would buy Infamous. It does look a lot of fun, but it's like trying to play Spider-Man 2 all over again, but not doing any of the levels. The side quests involve going around collecting these orbs, which are near enough impossible to find because they don't spawn up into your vision until you're near enough on top of them, so you don't know where to go to look for them. Details pop up here, there, and everywhere. The environments, they seem to be going to a style that they've spent so much trying to get the game in a certain way that they've actually... looks like they've damaged the engine in the process. It can't handle what they're trying to pump onto that screen all in one go. It looks rushed, unpolished, and unfinished. This might be something that's a fun game to play with a fresh open beer and a few mates just piss-arsing around on the screen. As this is a second-hand game, I would not pay anything up to at least £10 for this. I would not pay more. It is not... it's not worth it. What does that say on his? Oh, is that what he's listening to?
No, that's just what his name is.
Ah, that's what Falcor's name is. So yeah, Prototype. I'm tempted to give it a go, just for the fact when I was watching a video of it, they were showing off, they mapped the power list, and the list just goes on and on and on. Although, things like... mentioned doing a power bomb where you actually do a cannonball like you do in a swimming pool from a great height, and you actually have to push X and B at the same time. Now, if you've got an Xbox controller, look at X and B. They're completely away from each other, and unless you've got really humongous fat thumbs, you have to lift your hand round and use both fingers and just kind of Power Core plays a guitar, cool.
He can hold a guitar.
So yeah, I must admit, I'm waiting for Monday morning to have a word with my mate Gary and see what he actually thought of it, because he was really looking forward to this game. He got kind of enticed by Infamous, played that, didn't like the way a lot of it looked, was put off, and went back to waiting for... Prototype, and I'm curious to see whether or not he's disappointed or whether or not he's... I don't know. There's a lot of mixed reviews. Some people are liking it, some people aren't. But from the sounds of it, if it's not that greatly graphical and you're getting a lot of pop in the environment distances, I honestly would not pay $39.99 for that game. But you never know. You might play it and think, actually, I don't care. I am having too much goddamn fun. It might be that it's that.
So it's like Crackdown mixed with like a role-playing game.
It's pretty much like Crackdown, to be honest. You're going around doing these Crackdown-style missions. Chill says Crackdown was a role-playing game. I suppose in some respects, yeah, if you want to call it that, but then you'd be like saying Spider-Man 2 is a role-playing game in the sense that you're leveling up your character and giving him more power-ups. It is pretty much Spider-Man 2, but you're running around in a hoodie and you can mutate your body to do different things, and you can create a crazy large fist and punch the thin air and it makes you fly, and then you can...
Wait, you can get a crazy large fish.
Fist.
And... oh.
Fist.
You said fish. I was like, what?
Fist. So yeah,
alright, Fishman.
I ain't gonna be running out of buy it, that's for sure. But I wanna have a go on it. It has got me wanting to know what the hell's going on. We've got to talk about that WoW news that I was talking about while we were in that dungeon. About the new
levels. You were talking in dungeon?
Yeah, we were in dungeon. I was talking levels changing for mounts.
Oh, all that crap. All that, we can do that at the end of the show, dude, don't worry.
Okay.
So Prototype, out of 5, were you prepared to give it a rating out of 5?
No, because
I've not played it.
The thing is...
No, because I downloaded my Wares copy and it doesn't work properly.
The look of it is putting me off, but until I get my hands on this, it may be a complete and utter hidden gem. You might actually just look completely surpass all of its...
flaws.
Yeah.
Of which there are many.
Because the gameplay might be so good that you're like, yep, actually, I'll just do a mission now and again. I just want to run around and rip helicopters out of the clean sky. And fair enough, I can't remember the company that makes it, but it's basically the company that made The Incredible Hulk. The one where you just go around terrorizing the town and smashing things left, right, and center.
Oh, that sounds entertaining.
So they've done this sort of thing before. Yes.
Chill says Ultimate Destruction.
Yeah, Hulk, Ultimate Destruction. So it's made by the same people who did that. So I want to have a go. It's intrigued me. I want to have a go. But whether I'm going to spend 40 quid on it, far from to see. But yes.
So what's this WoW stuff then?
WoW was the new update. It's been rumoured out that they're going to be changing the levels that you get all the different mounts as they come out.
So is it any rumours at the moment?
Well, I've had a look on the patch notes and everything else I was told about is on there apart from that. So it must either be on the forums or it is still Rumourville. So, but I was told from a source that it is actually going to be happening. So,
a source? What source?
Someone at work said that they've heard it from an official place. Oh, here we go.
Fanthor requested the hat, so here it is.
The hat is back.
Although it's a bit warm for this. Yeah.
Paul's going to pass out from heat exhaustion. That hat's designed for wearing in, like,
cold weather.
Very cold weather. Yeah, it's not the right weather for the Russian hat. Maybe if we wore, like, winter jackets and we do a winter version outside if it was snowing, that might be worth it.
Yeah, I might be able to get away with that, but yeah. Otherwise, no.
So,
what levels were the mounts going to change to?
Now,
and how reliable is this source?
Reasonably reliable.
Is the source Blizzard?
I believe so, to a point.
Well, then, if it's Blizzard, then it's probably quite reliable, isn't it?
Yeah. I just haven't found where they've actually mentioned it, but what they're intending to do is changing the
mounts again.
The mounts again. So they're putting the mount back to level 40 where it was from level 30, but instead of it being a normal mount, you actually get the epic mount at level 30. No, 40. You get the standard mount at level 20. You get travel form and ghost wolf form at level 16, I think it is.
Great.
You get the epic at 40. You get flying at 60, epic flying at 70, and cold weather flying is still at 77.
So, right, yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because if you are sure, I won't buy any mounts yet.
So that'll be out on the next major patch where they add in all the new bit to the Argent tournament and all that.
Woo. Speaking of other WoW news, if you're in Europe, you can now merge your World of Warcraft and Battle.net accounts.
Yeah, and download the app for the iPhone to be able to get into your account for the authenticator.
Web.
The authenticator.
Yep,
Which is great, because you're going to get onto WoW and there's a raid and you're running late and then you realize you didn't charge your iPhone and you're looking for the cable.
Just use a password. God. Yep, so I now log in with my Battle.net address.
Now that yeah, that's cool. Apart from that, anything different?
No, I can log in with my Battle.net now because it's the same account.
Cool.
But if you want to actually do an account merge in Europe, you can just go to eu.battle.net and you can enter your WoW details. Sign up for a Battle.net account if you don't already have one. You do need an old school CD key, like from StarCraft or Warcraft 3 or something, to like set up a Battle.net account at the moment. But once you've done that, you can merge your accounts so that all your Blizzard accounts are under one login.
Who's Baxter? That's Foulclaw.
Baxter is Foulclaw.
He's saying that he speaks of WoW and tumbleweeds roll by.
Yeah, Adam. Enough of the WoW.
Sorry.
Let's talk about Windows 7.
Windows 7.
Yeah, so you know the EU have had this issue of Microsoft bundling Internet Explorer with Windows.
Yes.
For a while. And Opera re-raised the whole issue in 2007.
Yeah.
And it's been looked at. So Microsoft basically just caved in the other day and say, fine, we won't fracking ship Windows with IE in Europe. And This is only a proposal at the moment, but Opera have already said they're opposed to it, and the European Commission says it might not go far enough. The browser's just been taken out of the operating system. What else could they do? And do you know what Opera want them to do?
What?
Put Opera, Firefox, Safari all on Windows.
So you get a pick.
Yeah, because Microsoft are going to love shipping that insecure fucking Opera code and Safari code and Chrome code and Firefox code on their stuff.
So if you've got no browser, what's, are they doing the same thing where you had XP, or when you got XP it came with a standard old school IE browser and you had to go download the latest
Windows
browser?
Windows XP came with the latest browser at time of release.
Yeah. But you always had to update for the newer one. So there's going to be no browser, which means if you want to surf the internet, you're going to have to get it from somewhere else. You can't go on the internet to download
you
it.
You have to find a CD.
Yeah.
Insert CD.
How many people who don't know how to actually get a browser on the internet
It doesn't work quite like that. So obviously the computer manufacturers would install a browser.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to go into a flipping store and buy a computer without a browser. But for people like me...
So you buy a Dell, it's just going to come with Chrome.
Who just have a Windows disk. Well, maybe not. You know, for me, who just has a Windows disk, it means I have to go and hunt around for a flipping browser download. And don't even talk about in companies where they don't have time to be flipping, fracking around installing browsers on all their machines. Because it's not like they've suggested they're going to sell an E edition, which is what they're going to call this version, like they did with the N edition.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they did this to Windows XP and Windows Vista, where they produced an N version for Europe, and you could optionally buy that if you wanted it. It sold 6 copies, and it didn't come with Windows Media Player because of all the complaints by Real Media. Nobody bought it, so this time Microsoft said, fine, we'll just release this E version with no browser in Europe. So we won't even have the opportunity to buy Windows with a fucking web browser built in. And it's a pain in the ass for me.
It's just crazy. Absolutely crazy.
It is, but yeah, Opera have said they're opposed to it, so...
No, I don't want to have the premium version.
Why not?
I don't want it.
Pay the monies.
No.
Ridiculous. I don't think they're going to do it, though. I think the European Commission are going to make them ship other people's browsers on the disk. Which is ridiculous. Because, you know, why should Microsoft be shipping other people's products?
You don't look them complaining about Macs, do you? I know...
Yeah, well, no offense, but that piece of shit's got 3% market share.
Apple... make the computer, they make their OS, and it comes bundled with Safari. I'm still curious about how good Safari 4 is. They made a... I still...
Oh, well, since they pushed it up as a mandatory update over their so-called security updating program, which they use to push new software on people, apparently it got, like, 6 downloads. But nobody's going to use it. It's,
I prefer using Firefox. You
know, well, yeah, if you're going to use Safari, just use Chrome. Because it's faster, it doesn't have all this stupid crap on it.
Hmm.
It looks the same. It's got exactly the same like UI and everything as Chrome.
Yeah.
And Firefox, you know, Firefox is a lot more full-featured. Chrome, God, that doesn't support anything.
I like my Firefox. I like my Firefox.
I like my IE.
Crazy when you shake stuff and everything falls off the window.
Yeah.
And then you make everything transparent and I can't see anything.
Yeah. Everyone should worship my desktop wallpapers.
Another news, I got a copy of Guitar Hero World Tour.
Hang on a minute, let me just say one last thing. So
for
all those IT administrators out there who are dreading the day they have to actually integrate Internet Explorer packages into their builds, into their images, before rolling them out, write a letter to somebody. Like, just, I don't know, send it to Father Christmas and just say it's a bad idea. Because if there's enough letters floating around out there, eventually the stupid European Commission woman who's responsible for this whole mess, and those goons in Opera... might actually realise they're a bunch of twats.
Yeah.
I'm not petition a lawyer, time. And that's obviously not my legal advice. But
it's a petition time. Someone's asked, where's Chris?
Chris is in bed.
Yeah.
I would have thought so.
Well, he was in bed as of like 2 or 3 hours ago when he would have come over. Chris has been a naughty boy, so he got sent to bed early.
Yeah, he's gone to bed early. No dinner. Did you just see what... I'm not going to repeat what he just said. Something about dancing night elves. I'm going to leave it there.
Better than the flipping dwarfs, anyway. Right.
Yeah.
So what have you just got?
I got a copy of Guitar Hero World Tour. I wanted Metallica. And I worked out I had enough money to get World Tour with the microphone, guitar, and the drum kit.
Wow.
Went that way just for the fact that...
I went that way just because I wanted a big box to put in my living room.
Well, I actually managed to downsize the box because the box that it comes with is quite ingenious how they packaged it. When you open it, you take out the white box which has got the guitar in it, and there's this little plastic letterbox for you to post the video game in. So what they probably have is that white box on the shelf, and inside is the drum kit box. And they're kind of like, right, so we're having the drum kit box. Right, so we're having the multi-box. Right, so put that in, put an empty white one there. Oh, you need the guitar one. So you grab the white one, post in the game, put it in a sleeve, there's the guitar.
What are you talking about?
No, just the packaging. It's quite ingenious.
Just a box, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's three
with
boxes
other
inside.
Boxes inside.
Yeah.
Whoopie doodah.
But luckily the... drum box is a lot smaller inside, so that didn't take it. So all the big boxes I've chucked away. And I like the fact that once you built it, you can take it apart. I was a bit worried that once you clicked it all together, you were pretty much screwed and you were left with this large drum kit that you can't take apart, but it does all unscrew and come apart. It pretty much is basically a
DVD
drum
Mike
kit.
Says it's a pain in the ass to fit back into the box.
I do it quite nicely, actually.
Oh, well, you can come in and do a lot of boxes for us.
You can't. The only thing you can't do is you can't take the stand apart. You can shrink it back down again, but you can't really, you know,
whatever.
Do anything. So
yeah. So yeah. So you got it. Yeah. And
it's really cool. I love it.
It's really cool. What about Rock Band?
I know that I was told get Guitar Hero because Guitar Hero is better, but also Rock Band will play on the Guitar Hero stuff where. Guitar Hero game won't play on the Rock Band.
Are you sure?
Instruments. Yeah, it doesn't work the other way around.
Are you sure? Is that true for all platforms?
Because
I would have to run
World
it through
Tour, World Tour stuff.
Yeah, but all platforms.
Falclaws just said here, play PS3 or just me. Oh no, I got PS3, but I bought it on the Xbox.
Yeah, quite a few people have got PS3 here. Falclaw, you don't need to feel insecure about it.
I've got one.
I'll have one soon.
Yes. You? Whoa! What did you just say? You have one soon?
I'll have one soon.
Oh yeah, when you move in
yeah.
with Catherine, you'll have hers. You'll sit there and you'll look at it and you kind of like...
I'll sit there and look at it and go, nah, I can't be bothered.
What does it do?
What is it? How do I turn it on? I press the button on the front, but do I have to do the back one as well? Or do I have to do both at the same time?
I'm still trying to find the hidden button that opens up the top so you can put the steak in to cook the steak.
Well, you have to connect a controller, and then you hold down the four like buttons and just hold the two
triggers.
Shoulder buttons.
Then shake it.
Yeah, and that makes it open up and you can cook things in it.
Yeah, it's quite cool. And then the oil comes out of the USB ports and you have to get a little tray and kind of collect it. I'm quite impressed with it. I must admit, we've got complete surround sounds in the flat with bass and everything, which is really nice.
So have I.
So having it with that is really good because you can't hear the clicking or the banging from the drums, which
well,
really
anyway,
do
even if you had it fairly quiet, I think you just like filter that out.
You do have to you filter it out if you're doing it yourself. But when we were playing it quite quietly, and Sarah was on the drums and I was on the guitar, and I was ignoring what I was doing, but all I could hear was her banging on the plastic drums, which just sounds like it. I must admit, it does sound like a electric drum kit if you got it when you have them turned down. So straight away, I'm just listening to her beats, and I start strumming in rhythm with her drumming. And it just put me off. So we turned the volume up, and it was much better because I can only hear the electronic drums.
We turned the volume up, and then we got a call from the police.
The good thing is the guy upstairs is never in. apart from weekdays. So at weekends, I can play as loud as I want. And people next door don't speak English, so it's great. But yeah, I've had a bit go through. I must admit, there's lots of features on it. Most of them I won't use. I created a kind of like avatar of myself, which was quite cool. But you unlock extra guitars. I must admit, I couldn't be fussed. I found made a guitar. It looked really nice. I'm like, yeah, I'll stick with that. Couldn't be bothered with anything else. But for a lot of people, they made sure there's lots and lots of different things in there to keep you entertained. But
I've got Guitar Hero 3.
You've got Guitar Hero 3.
I've had it for years, and it's whatever.
Yeah. I must admit, some people will
I used a controller.
A lot of people will get bored after a while, but I must admit, I play a musical instrument anyway, so I kind of have a different aspect to playing it, so it's quite cool. Although it's a lot easier than actually playing a musical instrument. But, yeah, I quite like it just for the fact that it's a game that I can play with my girlfriend. My girlfriend's
not a gamer.
Here's
a question for you. That computer there, why is the frame rate of the video so low?
I don't know.
It's really low, isn't it, dude?
I think it's just the fact that it wants me to be over there. It doesn't want me to be too far away.
I don't know.
See, look. Oh, it's actually not too bad now. Oh, dear.
Lag. See, it's all right on here because it's the proper camera.
I don't know, dude.
See, this camera here looks better because it's actually plugged into this machine, where this camera doesn't because it's coming from this machine. But, yeah.
Yeah, but it's still, you know, the receiving one's better, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dude, GamerCast, stop talking about the cameras.
Sorry, it's like new. It's like we're like kids with new toys having these cameras. They're very off-putting. It's very easy to just start playing with the damn things. That was freaky. So yeah, I'm quite impressed with it. I'm just going through at the moment, trying to do all the levels and unlock.
Has it got any decent tracks on it?
Track list is quite good. There's a lot of music I like on there. I've just unlocked
any Radiohead, Smashing Pumpkins, Killers.
Killers, yes. Smashing Pumpkins, yes.
What Smashing Pumpkins tracks has it got?
Just one, I honestly can't remember. Crap,
it's not Cherub Rock, is it?
No, don't think so.
Guitar Hero 3's got that. You're a rip-off of Rare.
It's reasonable tracks. I must admit, one that I thought was quite good. I had Freak on a Leash by Korn, which is quite cool because I like playing that. Because I can play it on my bass guitar, so it's quite cool. Actually having a go at playing
I see how totally different it is.
Yeah, it is completely far off.
Every let.
But
Falco's arguing with Charlotte now. This is going to get bloody.
Do you want to send him some bandages?
Yeah,
some
I could
Frostweave
do.
Bandages just to get him so he gets
well,
fixed up.
Apparently, so he said last night, he sold his account. No, not last night. It was actually yesterday. During the day, he said he sold his account. And I was like, whatever, you nub. He said, no, I sent it to my mate, but I still use it. All right, okay then. It's that sort of situation, isn't it? Anyways, that's pretty much it for this show.
Yeah, can't really say much more about Guitar Hero. I'd give it 4 out of 5. I think it's quite cool. I quite like it. It's good for having the friends around. I must admit, a lot of people will actually get all kind of bored of it now.
Metallica.
And stuff. And I can see.
How can you not like Metallica?
Is someone saying that to me? I don't know.
No, that's what I'm quoting somebody. Nobody you know.
I must admit, I want the Metallica game. I do.
I do.
Because I love.
I'm
Metallica.
Fine, thanks. I'll have a Radiohead game.
I must admit.
What about Beatles? Beatles Rock Band.
Well, two of my favourite bands is Metallica and Blink-182, so I do like the fact there's Blink-182 track and there's another one to download off the shop, but I can't be asked to spend the Microsoft points. I've got a nice juicy selection.
Why don't you come in and see us one day and we'll sell you some 2100 points.
Well, I've got a nice selection of Microsoft points, but I'm hoarding them ready for the release of Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
How many have you got?
Probably enough for Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
I think I've still
with
got
some change.
I think I've got 2,600 odd at the moment.
I've got
a nice stash of them.
I've got quite a nice stash. I'm just waiting for that. So once that game comes out, then I'll be able to spend some on some new tracks, because I wanted a Incubus track as well. But I must admit, it's not... I didn't buy it as a game that I'm constantly playing. I must admit, I'm still going back and playing Street Fighter 4 and playing Fallout 3, which I love at the moment, although I'm a little bit stuck with it at the moment because I've just got it's really hard. But that's the thing. It's one of those games where I'll come home from work and I don't want to sit there and do anything mundane, shooting stuff or whatever. I'm just not in the mood. I'll just go get the guitar, play on that for a bit, and then that's the end of it. And now and again, I'll get the drum kit out when Sarah wants to play me, but that's
all right, dude.
Yeah.
We're closing the show. Feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net. You can also leave feedback on the blog directly at gamercast.net. I suggest you do that because it's a lot better. You can also dig us, review us on iTunes or Podnova or all these other sort of places. You can give us loads of money too. Just send a check to me. Don't send one to Adam.
Screensaver.
I don't have a screensaver on my computer, dude.
Oh yes, you have. Energy
the monitor just turns it off.
Energy save you.
What else? Oh, next week we'll be doing it live as well, I assume.
Yes, we will.
Yep, so 6:30 on next week, which is the 21st. Yeah, the 21st. Sunday, 21st, 6:30 UK time. That's BST for those outside trying to convert.
And we will be having a...
We'll be doing it live, which you can check out at gamercast.net/live.
Bring up the calendar again. And, you know, so this is that Sunday. So we'll be doing an episode on the 21st. We'll be doing an episode on the 28th, but we won't be doing an episode on the 5th.
Why? What are you doing on the 5th?
I'm going to be in Cyprus.
Right.
I was actually thinking of taking my laptop with me, but unfortunately Sarah didn't realise I wanted to take my laptop, so she didn't have it included in the insurance for going out there, so my laptop won't be covered.
Just take something cheap.
So...
Take mine. Give me 300 quid. Give you the 300 quid back if it returns in one piece.
Otherwise, I was thinking we could do the show and I'd be in Cyprus doing it. But to be honest, I'm going to be spending most of the time sat in the pool.
All right. So we'll have a week off on the 5th.
Yeah.
And by then, this week, I'm probably going to be moving. So I might not be available that week and maybe not the week after, depending on what's happening with internet.
So I'm suggesting that probably next week or the week after we want to have a pre-test of a Skype edition.
Oh hell no, we'll do that later when we actually need to.
Really? Yeah. You want to try it out while you've moved, after you've moved, to make sure it works.
Weird, because I mean, you know, trying it out now and realizing it's not going to work, it's not going to change anything, is it?
Okay.
It will work, dude. I've got the skills to make it work. I've got my Sound Blaster card here, which can be set to record all channels playing at once.
That's cool. We'll be fine.
Right, so we'll be back next week.
Oh yeah.